I'm Sarah. I've been playing since I've been 10.
And I'm Lucy. I've been playing for 3 years, but my dad, there's also local teams everywhere. My dad's been teaching since, I don't know, for about 10 years now, a rugby coach. So it's been a lot of fun. He's been helping me practice. And also there's things in schools now being set up where a lot of help is given from, you know, coaches come in, help, and also show us all what to do.
It's just a brilliant sport.
Yeah, it's fantastic, yeah.
And you just have so much fun playing it, and
It's very aggressive. It's a good fun weekend to go away, to do training. You mix socially with everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a good laugh. You get to travel on, you know, coaches, go around the country, and yeah. And if you get better and better, then it's just fantastic.
Come to our stage, which is South East England, playing for your region, and then the next step is England, playing for England. And it's taken a while, hasn't it? It's taken a while and practice and time, and it does take up a lot of your social life with your other friends out of rugby. Okay.
Well, we'd love to play for England, but at the end of the day, we'd have to put 100% effort to play for them. But we'd be willing to complete all the training and do all the necessary things to get there, so it would be fun.
I train 3 to 4 times a week, and that includes going to the gym and doing exercising for 2-3 hours a night, or when I come home from school, or wherever really. Whenever I've got the time, when I haven't got training, I will go down the gym to keep my exercise up and my fitness.
There's a lot of training involved, but I mean, for instance, a lot of us, you know, go to the gym, go jogging after school, generally get a lot of exercise. And in schools, I mean, we do plenty anyway, you know, a few hours a week at least, and we can do what we want. But a lot of us take part in various other sports anyway, but rugby just makes it sort of that much better, you know. And it's, you meet everybody and you get to see all their different ideas and, you know, different views, and you get to work as a team, and it's great. And when you win, it's just so satisfactory, it's unbelievable.
It is a rough sport, but if you know what you're doing and you go into a tackle how you've been taught, not, and you tackle them properly and not like so you're out to injure them, then you don't get injured. But silly tackles and
The coaches teach us well, and the referees are good. They stick by the rules and safety for our own personal safety. They don't allow things like high tackles, you know, above the neck, and they keep it, you know, everything's restricted. Because we're girls as well, they tend to think, you know, we're a lot more girly. But they're very good, and basically they do well out there. It is a bit dangerous, well, you know, dangerous for our own safety, especially in scrums. But at the end of the day, you've got to do something that you enjoy, so. And everyone is having such a good time. Even if we're not doing too well, we're still having a good time. This is a traditional English sport. And see, everyone talks about rugby. Everyone knows rugby. Everyone knows the famous icons, the atmosphere. When you go to large places such as Twickenham and you travel around, I mean, it's just so much friendlier compared to football. I mean, you know, all the violence and that.
And I think it's... Yeah. And also it's the people you meet as well. Because before, we didn't know any, and now we are all such good friends. Like, we can talk, we will come here and we'll just have a laugh, and we'll get out there on the pitch, we're not arguing.
We've known each other since we started playing, and we've developed together as a team, which makes us a really, really tight unit, and really well suited and developed.
Because if we're not playing with each other, we're playing against, we know how we work and we know the moves together, so we all work as such a good team. Rugby is a brilliant sport, and I think it should be introduced in Norway because they're missing out otherwise. Definitely. Absolutely. And I think as well, in every school, if there's rugby is not introduced, it should be, because they are missing out. Yeah. And I know that most people are related to football. Like, if you mention something to someone football, they'll think, yeah, it's a brilliant sport. But when you say rugby, they're like, oh, rugby. But it's such a... Until you know how to play and what you do...
It's a very popular sport, right?
Yeah.
Very popular.
Then you don't know what you're missing out on.